WW Radio, your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, June 26th, 2013. I'm here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience, bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with this live video broadcast every Wednesday night. My WW Radio podcast is available on iTunes, videos available on YouTube, the discussion forums, special events, my Walt Disney World trivia books, audio CDs, and more. You can find everything over at wwradio.com. Really excited for tonight's show. Beautiful evening here in downtown Disney. I'm coming to you just outside one of my favorite locations. You can probably tell it's Wetzel's Pretzels. It's a beautiful night. There's music in the background. A lot of fun. Wish you were here. At least you're able to join me virtually for this week's Walt Disney World News. Please be sure and talk about it in the chat room as we go through some of the things that are happening in Walt Disney World this week. And I'm in downtown Disney. I'm sitting near food. So we might as well start off with my favorite topic, of course. And that's food at Walt Disney World. Because look, nothing, except maybe a pretzel, tastes better than food in a cone, right? Or at least that's what I say when I'm in Cars Land in Disney's California Adventure. And now, as I told you on earlier shows, some food in cones have appeared down here in the downtown Disney Marketplace, and more have now made their way into the parks, namely Disney's Hollywood Studios. Over at Min and Bill's Dockside Diner, they have three different cones, and all, by the way, which are different than what you'll find in Cars Land and other locations in downtown Disney. So you've got three. You've got sausage, marinara, and mozzarella, or as you like to say, mozzarella. That's $8.99. Cajun shrimp salad is $9.99. Chicken, bacon, and avocado salad are also $8.99. All three are served with chips. I have not had a chance to try them as yet. If you have, please let me know. Call into the voicemail, send me an email, tweet me, Facebook me. Let me know what you think about the food in a cone that's now starting to make its way, not just to downtown Disney, but other locations in the parks. It's sort of the return of the old-style handwich, if you remember the old handwiches from Fantasyland and some other locations in the Magic Kingdom. I love the ones in Cars Land, so I'm looking forward to trying the ones here. I sense a Disney in a Minute video coming about the food in a cone here in Walt Disney World. So, moving from food to limited time magic, right? This year-long celebration where Disney sort of changes things up week to week. Sometimes you don't know what's coming next. Sometimes you do. And they're selling another long-lost Friends Week. We don't know when. The dates have not been announced. And in the past, Disney has brought out some characters that we haven't seen in a while in the parks. Everything from Robin Hood characters to the Three Little Pigs. Here's actually a box person with Clarabelle and Horace horse collar. And now Disney actually wants your opinion, right? They want you to vote, or they wanted you to vote on which characters you could see in the park. So it was Clarabelle, the Robin Hood characters, the Three Little Pigs, Chip, Dale, and Clarice, some of the Country Bears, Chicken Little, Br'er Rabbit, some of the Splash Mountain characters, some of the little Einstein characters, and the one I would have voted on, Louis the Alligator and Dr. Facilier, because to me, the Tiana Showboat Jubilee was one of my favorite yet short-lived shows in Walt Disney World. My question for you, who's watching live in the box, who do you want to see, right? What are the characters you like to see in the parks? Either ones returning again, or maybe characters for the first time, ones you have not seen in the parks as yet. Don't say Condor Man, but be as creative as you like. Let me know who you'd like to see. You can leave the comments here in the chat on YouTube or in on the WW Radio blog. And finally, let's go from the parks out to the movies, right? We're right across from the AMC Theater here in downtown Disney. And the studios has recently announced a number of release schedules for upcoming movies and some updates in terms of what may be coming out from all the different Disney studios. First, Saving Mr. Banks. This is the one that really I have circled on my calendar. This is going to be open and limited engagement on December 13th and wide release on December 20th. Obviously, you know it's a story, the true story of how Disney's Mary Poppins made it to the screen and that sort of relationship between Walt and P.L. Travers, and almost how it didn't come to pass after a long, long, long courtship. We have a new name and a release date for Muppets 2, now known as Muppets Most Wanted. That's March 21st, 2014. That's going to star Ricky Gervais, Ty Burrell, and Tina Fey. And it has sort of a familiar theme to it. It's sort of a global tour. Instead of sort of like the Muppets in Manhattan, where they find themselves entangled in this very international crime caper, sort of Muppets meets James Bond meets I don't know what. Planes, Fire and Rescue, the sequel to Planes has already been announced, although the film hasn't been released yet. That's in July 2014. Alexander, the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day with Steve Carell and Jennifer Garner. That's going to be out October 2014. Another one I think we who are Disney World fans are very excited about is Tomorrowland. That's the official title of this very cryptic film. It's going to be directed by Brad Bird, written and produced by Bird, and Damon Lindelof of Lost fame. Big names coming to this one as well, too. George Clooney, Hugh Laurie, Rafi Cassidy, and Thomas Robinson all tapped to star in the film. That is going to come out December 12th, 2014. December 25th, on Christmas Day, Into the Woods, based on the Tony Award-winning musical by James Lapine and Stephen Sondheim. That is coming to theaters as well. There's also Cinderella, and lest we forget, May 6th, 2016, May 5th, 2017, release dates for as-yet-two untitled Marvel films, but we know that there's a sequel to The Avengers hitting May 1st, 2015. That is the one I think I am most excited to see. But what about you, right? Which of all those films really sort of gets you excited, right? Makes you think about, hey, we need to really plan to go to the movies when this comes out. I think for me, it's Saving Mr. Banks, Tomorrowland, and then the Marvel films, right? The Avengers films, the sequel to Thor is coming out this year. We know Iron Man, Robert Downey has signed on for more Avengers films. You don't know if there's going to be an Iron Man 4. They sort of left that open. Spider-Man is now part of the Disney universe. There's going to be more Spider-Mans to come soon. So there's a lot coming. And I think Tomorrowland for me, because it has the theme park connection, that's really the one that I'm excited about most. But I want to know about you. What are you most excited to see coming out of the Disney studios? Is it a sequel? Is it a new franchise? Is it some of these ones that maybe we haven't heard a lot about, like Into the Woods or Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Bad Day? That was a children's book, sort of following the adventure of this child, Alexander's. He's got having a bad day, and he wants to know what everybody would be like if they experienced the same bad day that he did, enjoying the music here in the background of Downtown Disney. So yeah, let me know in the comment section below what film you are most excited to see and what characters you would like to see as part of the limited time magic coming back to Walt Disney World. Be as creative as you like, right? Dig into the archives of your mind, Disney character history, Disney film history. Let us know what you'd like to see. For me, Orange Bird. How about Vincent from the Black Hole? Again, get creative, have some fun with it, leave your comments below. Also, be sure and join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here at WW Radio Live, where you can be part of the conversation and chat room. When we're done broadcasting the show, stay longer. We'll talk more Disney. We'll have some lightning round questions, lots more. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Subscribe to the videos over in YouTube. And be sure and check out our new Disney in a Minute video series, where in a minute's time, I'll take you through all the Disney parks, resorts, downtown Disney, some places maybe you've never been before, and show you some of the overlooked experiences, hidden treasures, tips and tricks to get the most out of your vacation, and lots, lots more. Two videos posted so far, lots more to come. New videos every single week. That is going to do it for this week's show. All I ask in return for watching is to please help spread the word, let others know about it, and again, join us every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern here at WW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello. Thanks so very much for watching. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.